When you send in a job application, if you meet the qualifications, you'd expect to at least get an interview. But new research shows even at the point of hire, racial discrimination is still often at play. And the show's Lauren Gilger is back with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So researchers at Northwestern University recently looked at just about every field experiment that's ever been done on hiring discrimination in the U.S. to find out if we've made any progress in fighting discrimination at the point of hire.
And what exactly are field experiments in this case?
Right. So those are experiments in which researchers submit fake job applications through the mail or online, and they use ethnically identifiable names that kind of indicate whether the person applying for the job is African American or Hispanic or white, for example. Or they hire testers who go out and apply for jobs with fake credentials that are all about equal, but one's a minority, for example, and one's not.
So what did they find?
Well, they looked at about 25 years of data like this, and they found that things have not gotten better in terms of hiring discrimination in America. I spoke with Lincoln Quillian more about this. He wrote the study, and here he is to kind of break down those numbers for us.
So white applicants get 36% more callbacks on average than black applicants with equivalently strong resumes, and 24% more callbacks than Latinos with equivalently strong resumes.
Wow.
And the thing that surprised me was that it seemed like since 1989 there was really no decline in discrimination against black applicants, that the 36% ratio stayed pretty much stable across the entire period from 1990 to the present.
Wow. And a lot has happened over the last 25 years, right? So did you anticipate these results at all, or was this completely surprising to you?
It was at least pretty surprising to me. I mean, there has been, you know, we had elected a black president during this time, and, you know, there were major declines in black-white test score gaps. There were declines in education, measures of educational inequality. And so I thought that, you know, some of those changes that we had seen might also be reflected in declined discrimination in hiring. I didn't think the decline would be to zero, but I thought there would be a decline over time.
So you mentioned things like education levels have gone up for African Americans and other minorities at the same time. I'm curious about sort of the affirmative action question, I guess. Like, that obviously exists in many colleges and universities, but in the private sector, even most companies will have some sort of anti-discrimination policy up front when they're posting a job. Does it seem to you that things like that just have made no difference?
We certainly couldn't find evidence that they had changed the rate of discrimination over time. So some of those things, of course, were in place in 1990 when we started our study. And, you know, I think there has been some growth in kind of pro-diversity policies during that time. But we couldn't find any evidence that, at least at the point of hiring, that had changed the rate of discrimination against black applicants.
Right, right. And the point of hiring is an interesting moment, I guess, because this is before they've even gotten a callback. So these are blind applications, theoretically.
Yes, they are indeed at the point of hire. And, you know, our study wasn't able to really look at whether there might be discrimination later in the employment relationship, in wage setting, or that kind of thing. But the point of hire is definitely an important point in the employment process. You know, the black-white unemployment rate has remained pretty stable across time. And, you know, correspondingly, we did find no change in the level of hiring discrimination.
So what do employers have to say about this?
We did actually a comparison between what employers say and what they actually did. And there was a survey that was actually done that compared results between employers who had been actually audited, and then they were later surveyed about hiring in their companies. And we actually found very weak correspondence between employers who said that they were open to the idea of hiring kind of applicants with diverse backgrounds, and whether or not they were more likely to make a call back to the black applicant in the interview. So we found rather weak correspondence between what they said on this survey and what they actually seemed to do. And, you know, that may be because they told us what they thought we wanted to hear on the interview, or presented kind of a very neutral discussion of it. And that could also be because, you know, sometimes the discrimination that is occurring in them giving the white applicant but not the black applicant a callback is something that's actually occurring without them being fully aware of it.
Right.
So we're not really sure.
Right. I wonder, what do you think this says then about the state of race relations in our country? I think we had a lot of national discussion around the Obama presidency about being a quote-unquote post-racial society in some ways, but it seems more and more that these things have not been solved.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it says, that these things have not been solved. And it is a little bit depressing. It was certainly depressing to me when I found out that we haven't made more progress on these issues across the period of time that we looked at. But certainly the discussion about how now we're post-racial and race doesn't seem to make any difference, at least in our hiring study, that clearly was not what we found.
All right. Dr. Lincoln Quillian is a sociology professor and a fellow at the Institute for Policy Research at Northwestern University. Dr. Quillian, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.